Hi everyone, and welcome to Shit My Pants, an occasional podcast where two complete wimps watch two horror movies a week and talk about how much they ruined their pants.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, mixed couple reviews this week. Mixed reviews this week. So, but whenever we can manage to upload it, we watch two horror movies a week. So it's one big budget or classic, and then one lesser known or foreign language. And this week, kind of both of them are both. So this week's big budget slash classic is the more recent 2017's It.
Yeah, the story is classic.
It has a classic version of it. Yeah. Although I don't like the...
I can't stand it.
I don't like the old one.
No.
It has a real cult following. And Tim Curry...
For what it is, you could enjoy it.
I said Tim Cook. That's the Apple guy.
Yeah.
He would be weird in it.
That would be bizarre.
I'd watch that. Because it would be mad.
It'd be so awkward.
That might be terrifying. He's quite an awkward dude anyway.
Awkward clown.
Tim Curry. Like, that version. Tim Curry himself. He's good.
Yeah.
Tim Curry in that. I don't get why it's scary.
Yeah, and I think... Look, I have a hard time loving this new iteration as well. I did the first time I saw it.
See, you and me have slightly different opinions about it, because I actually quite like it.
I think it's a bit hammy, and I think you can't do It without going hammy. So in my head, they just need to stop trying. The book is fucking huge, and written down, you could make quite a few things scary. The Creature of the Black Lagoon is in the fucking book at one point. Like, it turns into a...
I mean, maybe it'd be better as a series.
Maybe, but I think just having a clown on the screen and having him act the way it's written, visually, it just... is a lot.
Mm. That being said, so this version obviously has Bill Skarsgård as...
He's amazing.
Pennywise. He is amazing. And from what I can tell, he stayed in character the entire time.
Yeah.
Had to take a 3-month break from acting afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Nightmares.
Yeah, to go and re-find himself. Like, he had to go and isolate himself and turn into a normal person again, because apparently he stayed in character on set and all the kids were fucking terrified of him.
I don't care how good the movie comes out, that is not worth it. What are you doing?
I don't get method acting at all.
No, you're a fucking psycho. it's not to be smug about either.
No, Christian Bale does it all the time, and it's like, yeah, but why?
Yeah.
That's so much.
It's
so extra.
It's like they find it so important.
Yeah.
Someone's sticking a camera on you and you're pretending to be something. It's not that fucking
It's not that
vital.
Big a deal.
Yeah.
If film stopped, we'd all survive.
Yeah, we would. So just easy, guys. Just take it easy.
Chill the fuck out. Empire needs to chill out. Everybody knows the story. It starts off in Bill and Georgie's house, which apparently is so fucking dark.
Yeah,
their entire house is so dark. Turn one light on.
Did you watch this in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do it. It's like watching new Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's got to watch it at night.
I know.
I can't see shit.
I was having to draw the blinds to go, oh my God, I can't fucking see anything in their house. Turn one light on, guys.
This is like the most...
I know you're off sick, but you're not off sick from fucking light blindness.
This opening scene is like the most iconic of it, isn't it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. The opening scene, he's sort of...
The yellow raincoat.
Yeah, exactly. Georgie's yellow raincoat. He's Bill's making the little paper boat and Georgie goes down to the basement to get the wax.
It's paraffin, I believe. It's like a waterproof...
Yeah, something like that.
Adhesive.
Yeah.
I remember that in the book, because the smell comes back at multiple times just to fuck with him. But, that is... The music as well is quite George Williams-y at times, so that gives it I think they are going for an old 80s feel anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
And... The scene is genuinely quite horrible, like with his face in the drain. And the way he just... There's one point where he's laughing with him and Like, you can smell popcorn, you want a balloon, blah, blah, blah. And then when they're laughing together, his face just drops.
That is amazing. Yeah. So just before that, just before that, the boat's going down the street in sort of in the gutter, in the rain. And then he lamps himself into a barrier, doesn't he? And then there's a big tarp over the side. And I read somewhere that the great turtle, that's like the nemesis of it and the representation of light in the universe, is under the tarp.
Right.
When Georgie hits his head.
There is something about that tarp in the book. I can't remember it. It's so long and so long ago. But yeah, the turtle, I think it comes back at one point when they're in that lake, when they're swimming.
Sure.
And it passes by. But yeah, the turtle is the other side of what Pennywise is. Well, he's the deadlights. But we'll get onto that.
Sure. So Hiya Georgie is horrific.
Yeah.
Hiya Georgie.
Georgie.
And Georgie's nowhere near scared enough of a random cunt clown in a drain.
In a drain. It's just...
You come across that, the immediate thing to do is to leave.
Yeah. He's just hanging out there with his face just in full view. Like, this isn't... You must
that's not
that's
normal.
Not normal.
And also...
Five or six.
You know, if you're... Yeah, if he's like 6, 7 years old and he's down there talking to a clown in a drain, is he only there... still hanging around because he wants his boat back? Because fuck it, Bill will make you a new one.
Yeah.
It was a piece of paper with the wax on it. The wax is still in his room.
Well, he convinces Georgie that, you know, Bill will kill you if you lose this. Based on what Georgie said, but it's like,
I really need that back. It's like, Bill will kill you if you don't get this back. He won't. He made a new one. Yeah, it's a newspaper boat.
Paraffin.
Yeah.
It's no biggie.
The paraffin's still in his room. It'd take him 4 minutes. At most.
Yeah. Then he'd have to go back down there. But yeah, just adding that, him having to go down to the basement, leads on to that scene later on. Which is amazing.
So I had it noted down as well, the way Pennywise is laughing and then his face drops. Mm. It's like a psycho thing, isn't it? Like a psychopath thing.
Yeah, that you can just drop the mask.
Yeah. That's what it made me think of, was psychopath dropping the mask.
Probably where he got it from. I think it was a lot of different inspirations for his Pennywise.
Right.
There was
none of them were Tim Curry's one?
Must have been a little bit. It's hard not to.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, Bozo the Clown. I mean, literally any clown, if that's the way you're going to go with it.
A Bozo voiceover.
And then he gets his arm bitten off and the old lady just seems to be fine with it.
She didn't come out to help a really young boy that was looking down a drain. Clearly needed a hand.
I think that's one of the best touches in the film, is the fact that the townspeople have all lived with like this entity being around for so long that they just try not to get involved.
Yeah, and that all the parents just act kind of strangely, don't they?
Because it's just such an odd place. Because you've got the old woman who ignores the fact that Georgie's just had his arm bitten off and gets dragged into a drain. And then you've got the people in the car driving past Ben when he's being sort of semi-tortured by the bullies. Yeah. It's just a town that's been like... fucked over by this thing for so many years that it's just turned weird.
But yeah,
I like that fact. And then it kind of goes into a few months later, school's started, everybody's the sort of group that hang around together,
the losers club,
and the bully licking his lips at the boys is an odd touch.
This is the long bully, the one who's long.
Because he looks very similar, I think, to the leader of the gang in Last House on the Left.
I don't know. Can't really remember what they look like.
They look like generic 70s people.
He looked like a young Adam Driver or something. He had that same frame.
Yeah, he did look a bit like Adam Driver. He looks like Adam Driver if...
and Keanu Reeves.
He looked like Adam Driver in... what's it called? The Mechanist? What's the fucking film with Christian Bale, where he goes Machinist. Really skinny.
He's in The Machinist.
No, but it looks like if Adam Driver was in it. Was The Machinist. Because he's so slim. And so long. Yeah, and long.
Goes
yeah.
on for like a month.
Oh, God, he barely stops.
Barely
stops. So, he looks a bit like that. And then you get to know Ben and fucking Molly Ringwald look like. I can't remember what her name is.
They say that.
Beverly. and then the and then you start to get little hints of it.
Yeah.
So you get what's the kid's name? The one who kills the lambs. Fuck it.
Michael? Mike?
Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so you get Mike going into a, I think it's the back of a butcher's, and you get the burned, charred hands coming around the door.
Yeah, so that's based on the very massive backstory about that, the Black Spot, I think it was called, a nightclub that, because the book is set in the 50s and then the 80s instead of 80s and then modern day.
Right.
And it was, a nightclub for black people, and it got burnt down.
Yikes.
In a ruckus, which was ignited by Pennywise, but fueled by just general racial hatred.
Sure. Easy times for him.
And his, well, he does mention this in the film, that, his parents tried to get to him, but instead got burned alive trying to get to the door that he was in. He managed to escape.
Yeah.
So that's just a quick reference to what's going on there.
Yikes.
But yeah, the backstory for it is just fucking chapters.
Yeah, and Stephen King's a head case.
Well, on cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That's the only way you could possibly be that articulate to write a Bible's size novel about a clown.
about an evil clown that isn't really a clown, as you go... Yeah, just cocaine.
It's straight a set up, of lights that entrances you.
Yeah, it's just straight up cocaine. And a hell of a lot of it.
Yeah.
I've no idea how Stephen King's still alive.
Wait, kind of, no. He's in this. Oh, he's in the second film, isn't he? Mm. So it goes, basically, gives each member of the Losers Club a quick interaction with Pennywise.
Yeah, and some of them are better than others.
The one that I thought was the most impressive was the kid at the synagogue. Like, he's upstairs in one of the offices painting. But just the way the scene is kind of set.
Yeah, because it starts off kind of dark.
Yeah.
Then calms down and then goes to zero from 0 to 70 really fucking fast.
Yeah,
the wonky painting woman is horrible.
It was quick, and there's a bit in it where a door opens in complete darkness.
Is this what's his name? Stanley.
Stanley. A door opens in complete darkness to a shot of Stanley with this just a massive amount, like 2/3 of the screen is black background.
Mm.
So you're just waiting. And it never pays off. And I just, at that moment, I went, okay, yeah, he's fucking with us a little bit in this one.
Yeah.
So that was quite impressive.
And then the payoff of the wonky woman.
Wonky woman just ran.
Rank as fuck. Who painted that? Why would you buy it?
I don't know. It's awful.
And then him picking up the painting and she isn't there anymore. And you know full well it's behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking horrible. Eddie's mum's one of the scariest characters, I think.
So sinister.
What a creep.
Like, you're not going to kiss me goodbye?
Oh, God.
Something like that.
And then...
all the parents are in this, though. All the presence of like you said, with adults generally is just off.
Yeah, adults suck in this. The library. Fucking library. Whole time, Ben is reading the book.
Yeah, I know.
The librarian's 4 metres behind him, just smiling
got
at
this
him.
Down face at him smile. Like, just... it's Pennywise to a T.
And it doesn't address it.
No, keeps it in the background.
It just keeps it in the background, doesn't focus at any point.
I think people were noticing that in the trailer when that first came out, because there's that shot of the balloon just floating back down the hallway, and it was just horrible.
Really
just even in the trailer, it doesn't quite settle down.
I don't know what the deal is with the eggs.
No. Oh, okay. There's a another backstory about an egg.
They didn't explain that.
No. There's an Easter egg hunt at some sort of factory,
right?
On the grounds, and the factory blew up, and that's why when he's peeling through the book, there's a head in a tree. That's from the explosion.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
They don't explain it enough.
That's all for people that have, and you know, if you want to read it, go for it, but don't feel you have to.
I just don't understand this. I haven't read it.
No. Do not feel you have to read that to enjoy that film.
So long. Because you've got all the eggs standing on end, and then you got headless Pennywise sort of walking at him awkwardly,
mm-hmm.
that then says Egg Boy, which again, if you haven't read the book and you don't know the context, Egg Boy is an odd thing to say.
Even with it, Egg Boy
is a bad insult.
Yeah, just generally
bad. And Egg Boy followed by Pennywise running at him, that did make my arsehole go.
Yeah, I think when someone has the space to start running, and they're being a bit sinister.
I just think, yeah.
When they do start running, it's horrible.
I think any time in a horror movie, someone sprinting at you or at the camera,
or not.
Makes me shit myself.
Absolutely.
More so non-zombies, but sprinty zombies also rank.
Yeah, they're the worst zombies.
They're the worst zombies by a long way. So you've got Henry, and he's he comes across Ben. I don't understand how you could be angry enough to beat the fuck out of this kid who's new to school.
Slice
your name into his torso.
Yeah, just for being fat.
Just for being new and overweight.
Like,
how can you be that angry at that kid for existing?
But it's also, I think it's in the second one that it shows a flashback where it's like they're in the arcade and Richie asks this guy, like, do you want to play another game on this? And when he sees, what's the guy called, the bully?
Henry. I think.
He turns up and he's like, the guy changes and is like, no, I don't, like, I think he calls him a flagger. But then the guy's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that's the way Henry reacts to these people. I don't understand
how you can be that fucking angry. I
can't remember if there's backstory on him, but it gives you a little bit about like his abusive dad.
His dad is a real piece of shit. Yeah. I think he's a sheriff or something like that, but he's an absolute cock. But still, like, Henry's so angry.
He sucks.
The tall bully's still my favourite, though, because I don't know. Did they put out an open casting call for the world's longest teenager? The flamethrower, though, where Ben manages to escape, ends up somewhere near the sewers and hides out.
Yeah.
And the long bully is he's got the like a can of deodorant and a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Really good device because it's like lights going on and off because it can only sustain for a certain amount of time. And then the missing kids are there.
Mm.
That is rough.
That is rough.
And I know it's a cheap one, but when the balloon pops and Pennywise just runs at him, fucking went again. Yeah,
it's the combination. It would usually be one or the other.
Yeah.
And it was both. And fuck you, Andy.
Yeah, it's really fucking
mean. Machete, I think his name is.
So the guy in the pharmacy as well.
Yeah, just a sweaty, like a
sweaty nonce. Fucking creep.
Yeah.
Everyone in this town's a creep.
Yeah, even the other 14-year-old behind the counter is a bit of a creep.
Yeah, and he wants Beverly to be his Lois Lane when she's clearly like 14.
Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah. Well, when she turns up and they're all just like sunbathing together, and it's just like, it gives a real POV shot of them checking her out. And I'm like, I don't need to see it.
No, I don't particularly need to see what they're checking out.
14-year-old boys checking out a 14-year-old girl. Yeah. I don't want any part of that.
No. I mean, I can understand from their perspective, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, much less creepy than that guy wanting her to be his Lois Lane and also her dad. Oh, God.
Yeah, her dad is the worst.
God almighty, Stephen, how much cocaine makes you this much of a creep?
Well, they cut out the... They didn't put in the most horrendous shit. We all know about the orgy scene. Mm. Which, yeah, I don't think they even... It's not even a deleted scene, thank God.
Yeah. They looked at that and went, let's not
we
do that one.
We can't do that.
Let's not do that because they are children.
So then you kind of get a bit of... Kneebolt Street, don't you? The house on Kneebolt Street.
Yep.
Which is, again, a lot.
Yes.
It is done up to look like a fucking Tim Burton Sleepy Hollow house.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Fucking mad.
And then you've got Leper with Eddie.
Leper with Eddie, yeah.
The Leper is rough.
Yeah.
Particularly his nose, played by Javier Batet.
Of course.
Friend of the podcast, because he's a fucking legend. Absolute ledge of a bloke.
He might be the longest.
Oh, he's the longest of anyone.
Yeah, got the longest everything.
Oh my God, is he long? I bet his penis is 12 inches and slim. and slightly to the right.
Like two cheese strings smushed together.
Yeah, two cheese strings.
Like sausage links.
So stuck together, like, vertically.
Yeah, just one long thin line.
Ugh. And then Pennywise at the house on Kneebolt Street with Eddie. Really good. Really menacing.
With the balloons. Yeah, that one was
shot-wise, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the shot when I think Mike's being beaten up or he's like had a rock thrown at him.
Yeah.
And you see Pennywise on the other bank of the river. That is just the way he appears there is quite horrible.
Yeah, he just appears in times of like anger or fear.
Yeah, because he kind of it makes meat more delicious in his eyes. I think that's what it was. That's why he scares him first.
Yeah, he scares him first because it tastes extra tasty, which I'll have to take his word on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Not a recommendation.
Then they're all sort of together except for Mike. I mean, obviously you've got the quarry bit and then Ben's little monologue about how...
it's technically Ben's fault that all this started because he's a nosy little cunt.
Yeah, yeah, he's lonely. and his only friends are the books in the library, which is horrific. He's fucking smooth with that postcard.
It worked.
It worked.
I mean, sort of. I mean, it nearly fucked up.
Yeah.
Because she thought it was Billy.
Yeah. So she was like, proper hot for Billy.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're all so romantic. And he's like, no, I'm not romantic at all. I'm just slightly better looking than Ben.
But
I have a stutter.
And the actor is... I know he's young, but he's shite.
He's in something else more recent as well.
I think he was in
another horror film, I think.
Oh, was he? He was in a Chris Evans TV show. Something like, talk about Jacob, Judging Jacob or something. Some courtroom thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Apple TV.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he in this anyway, he was just so, I don't know, school playish. Did nothing for me.
Yeah. No, actually, I can't remember if it's called Judging Jacob, but it may be.
Something Jacob.
But actually, go watch it. It's good.
Okay. I do like Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's good in it. And the story's really good.
Okay.
So you've got his little monologue about how like people go missing more in this town than like three... like
one in six or something. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
It's like, or six times more likely that you'll go missing there than anybody else in the nation, than anywhere else.
And he notices the pattern, the 27-year pattern.
Yeah.
Which this film came out how many years after the first version?
Was it? Mm. Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't know that.
They waited.
And then you've got Beverly in her bathroom. Cutting her hair off because she doesn't want her dad to fancy her anymore, which
didn't work.
Didn't work, and also horrific again.
Yeah. just as an idea.
And then you get her, the sink talking to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty rank.
The noise, the voices of all the.
If you heard that coming out of the sink, is there any chance you'd look closer?
No,
No. There's fucking no chance.
What would I be like?
What would I be hoping to see?
Expecting, yeah.
This... Oh, the Borrowers.
I was expecting.
There's nothing good.
Yeah.
That's going to come out of that sink if the sink is talking to you.
I was expecting to see an eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, even though that would have been pretty rank. Twice before, but I would still always assume there's going to be an eye.
Yeah, that would have been rank.
Yeah.
But
spurting blood.
Spurting blood. And that much hair coming out of it and grabbing it.
That was nasty.
Grim. I think just because hair coming out of a sink is pretty rank just anyway.
Rank as it is, but
just
but
a bunch of hair.
Grabbing onto me.
It's like the most, Grudge. Yeah. Loads of hair anywhere. Just minging.
That's not what I want.
Why you got that much hair everywhere?
Yeah, the idea that he can't, her dad can't see the blood is mad. Like, I wouldn't bother cleaning it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be fussed.
I mean, if you got that much, I'm just like, I don't know where to start with this.
No.
Like, just looking at that much blood everywhere, I was overwhelmed myself. I didn't even have to clean it.
Going around our house was one of those kids and being like, can I just use the bathroom? Going, fucking hell. It is everywhere. It's on the seat.
It's on the seat. What am I supposed to do?
I'm not going to sit on the blood. My shoes are covered.
What? Fucking hell, this place is atrocious.
You've got to clean this, Bev. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
But don't get me involved. I don't know where to start.
Don't care that you can't see.
Yeah. Don't care that Dad can't see. It is horrendous in here.
It stinks. I can smell it.
It stinks of iron.
So, someone grabbing pennies.
Yeah.
It's a great scene, isn't it, really?
Oh, it is a good scene, yeah. The Georgie scene in the basement, straight up horrible.
He's unbelievable,
Georgie. That kid that is scene. So good. The way he just starts...
You lied, and I died.
The way he starts screaming, you'll float too.
Yeah.
Where it starts cute and then becomes him just screaming.
Yeah, screaming.
You'll float too!
And as he's screaming, that Pennywise just appears out of the water.
Yeah, and then sprints him again.
That noise when he sprints at him is nasty. Yeah, just animal. Yeah. Absolute animal.
Yeah, animalistic. I need to fucking eat you.
When he doesn't catch him, he just laughs. Which
then,
is just the
just
certainty.
And slides
of
back
it.
Down.
Yeah. The certainty of it is just.
That's I'll get you later.
Yeah. I will get you.
Yeah. The slideshow.
Just a good idea.
Incredible. The way that it slow reveals Pennywise behind the mum's hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
While the kids go crazy.
Even when it's covered. Like, yeah. Something was. There was just something
else. It just felt wrong.
Yeah. Then when he gets big, though. Gets big at the end of the second one. That's, again, just a bit much for me.
Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that he came out of the projection.
Yeah.
That was real good. But, yeah, being too big just felt a bit... It does feel a little bit hammy. Mm. And then they go off to the house. Because Billy's like, right, we've got to go to the house because that's where they, that's the old well house or something.
Yeah. And to be fair, the whole sequence in the house is quite good.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
With the
you've got Eddie going into the attic room. Mm. He goes into way too casually. Mm. But the amount of clowns in there. And then the coffin opening up and showing his missing poster.
I'm pretty sure one of the clowns was Tim Curry's Pennywise.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
And then, but when Pennywise comes out from behind the coffin, a bit cheesy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a touch.
But not bad, but it is hit in the line, I think, a couple of times.
Eddie on the mattress, though. Pretty good. Mm. You got the hand from behind the fridge, and then Pennywise is folded in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrid.
Yeah, and they take a few good slaps at him. What's the one that really puts him off? Carrying on for a minute. Does it go? They proper slice him, don't they?
Yeah, I think they stick something through him.
Through his head.
Yeah, because you just before that, you've got Eddie and Billy upstairs. No, sorry, not Eddie.
Richie.
No, yeah. Richie. Richie.
Yeah,
Richie. Richie and... Years. Yeah, yeah. And one says, not scary at all. But yeah. Nah, it's proper scary.
Yeah, it's nasty.
And then... you've got yeah, and then they yeah, I think they do him in the head with a pole or something.
Yeah, it goes through his head, yeah, for sure.
And I think it's the fact that they're going for him that puts him off for a minute.
Yeah,
because they're scared, but they're also coming after him.
And then he,
and the fact that they're coming after him and not trying to run away is, I think, what puts him off.
Yeah, and then he kind of focuses on Beverly for a minute, uses the deadlights in his throat.
Yeah,
to like mesmerize her, and she starts floating upwards, which I'm assuming is when he does eat people as well. So what is he doing with them?
I don't know if he's just like
collecting them.
Yeah, collecting them, keeping them there until he eats them.
Yeah, because he is like a product of whatever made the universe, I think.
Right.
His backstory. So you'd think he'd be more powerful than this. Like, he could just, there was a way for him to feed instantaneously. There's no drama in that.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, if you follow the logic too much, it does start to unwind just a touch.
Yeah.
Henry's TV is Creepsville. Group of kids and the woman.
Kill them, Henry.
Yeah, kill them, Henry.
Yeah, that is done really well. That.
Yeah, and he just sort of puts his switch knife at like right next to his dad's neck.
Just
opens it up. Rank. Yeah, I think the real story, the real hero of the story, though, is Eddie managing to ride a bike with a broken arm afterwards. When he has a go at his mum, goes out with his broken arm in a cast, just straight up.
Big transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like, do you know what? I'm going to ride this bike with a broken arm. Like, and how the fuck are you managing that, kid?
He did kill me with those fucking pills. He went, do you know what these pills are? They're gazebos.
Yeah, because the girl who dumps rubbish all over Beverly at the start, yeah, she tells him they're placebos.
They're gazebos.
They're gazebos. His mum looks so confused. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, placebos. They are that, yeah?
Yeah, they are.
Shut the fuck up, Eddie, you skunk. They are, though. and then they go down into the well.
Mm-hmm.
Right down into the sewers. Henry turns up and Mike manages to do him in.
Yeah.
Not completely, but enough.
Enough. For him to basically hibernate again. This is odd for him, his use of words before he slinks down into the well, which was fear. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I needed some fear.
Yeah. Just after fear.
Just after a bit of fear. When they go down there, though, Stanley and that fucking wonky woman got me again.
Oh, sorry, I skipped ahead there. Yeah. The wonky woman is just generally quite horrible, even though it's like a bit claymation in a way. But
yeah,
it does work.
It's a bit Coraline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Stanley gets done by her because he wanders off again. I am on his side, though, that everybody else left him. Like, fair enough. He's like, fuck all of you. And I'm a bit like, yeah, do you know what? Fair enough. Do you know what, Stanley? I'm with you.
Yeah, he... yeah. And they all ended up love, I don't know if it's because in the second one he dies at the beginning.
Yeah, he kills
himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
And
in
that, they're just like, he was the best. Is that because he's dead?
Was he? Yeah,
guys didn't give a fuck.
Objectively, I'm not sure he was. And also, yeah, you guys didn't care about him while he was alive at all. He got left by himself quite a few times, and you guys were absolutely fine with it up until he killed himself, and then you're like, oh, he was the best. Like, you didn't think that 5 minutes ago. and then they beat up the clown.
Beat up the clown, he says fear and hibernates. And then they all make a pact.
Yeah.
That if this happens again in 27 years.
Which it will.
Which it will.
You've already established that.
And then they all kind of block it out. And I did end up thinking when they were cutting their hands and holding hands, I was like, someone's getting an infection out of this.
Yeah.
I just know it. There's no way.
I don't get
a dirty glass bottle.
I don't get how Eddie ends up doing that, considering he's on those gazebos for so long.
Exactly.
For all of his various ailments. And at no point is he like, do you know what? Hep B or Hep C or any of the bloodborne viruses. I do not fancy this at all.
Mixing mine with yours.
Also, this is like the 70s. Yeah. I don't know if any of you got HIV, but I ain't getting involved. Best performance?
Bill.
Yeah, it's Bill, yeah.
Bill Skarsgård.
There's no competition whatsoever.
But massive shout out to Jack Dylan, who plays Eddie. Fucking amazing.
Oh, and whatever kid played Georgie as well.
And Sophia Lillis, who's Beverly.
Yeah, there are. Yeah,
she was good.
Yeah,
she was really good.
Well, I said there's no competition, but actually there is. But it's still Bill Skarsgård.
Oh,
by mile.
Sure.
Every part of his performance is amazing. He's like proper psychopathic and physically odd. Because a lot of the movements and everything aren't CGI. He did that.
Mm.
He's apparently quite flexible, but also was physically very into the film and was like making his body do odd shit.
There's a few CGI moments, obviously, where he has to elongate something and stuff like that. But yeah, a lot of that is just pure.
It, like jumping and making weird, odd fucking movements, it's all him.
Was yours, Bill?
Yeah, yeah, by a mile. Okay. Shit my pants moment.
Right at the moment in the bathroom after Bev kills her dad.
Right.
She turns round to go out the door and it just goes jing, and he's just there grabbing her by the throat. Fucking killed me.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty good bit.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And unnecessary.
That is rough.
What was yours?
Egg boy. where he then sprints at him.
Yeah.
Nasty. There's a few I could have gone with. One of the the thing that you said, and Lanky Boy in the sewers with the flamethrower.
Yeah.
And the balloon popping.
Get that.
yeah.
Great flamethrower.
But you know, it's there was a few shit my pants moments.
Yeah.
Creepiest shot?
It's in the basement with Georgie and Pennywise. There's a shot of Georgie, but with Pennywise. It's from not quite Bill's perspective, but over the other side of the room. And just you've got Pennywise just, you
nose
know,
up,
about, yeah. Nose out of the water. And just that as a shot, just as if he's puppeteering him. It's quite horrible.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Mm. I didn't think of it like that.
When he starts saying, "You lied and I died," Pennywise is mouthing it as if he's just talking through George.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Nasty. That's good. Mine is probably Clown Room.
Mm.
There's a few good options, though, for creepiest shot.
Mm. Oh, yeah. There's a few shout-outs, but yeah, that is an image. It's too many clowns.
It's far too many clowns.
You get one clown.
Score from 1 to shit my pants.
Yep. 6.
Yeah, I went 7.
Yeah, yeah. As a
scary film, it has a lot of scary moments.
Yeah.
Altogether, pretty good. Not the scariest film ever.
No.
But had a lot of decent moments. Ruined a bit by the ending. A bit gammy.
Yeah, exactly.
But Scarsy Boy.
Two little bits of trivia about it. It was shipped to cinemas under the code name Pound Foolish, which is the opposite of Pennywise. Nice. And this, when the film was released in Germany, on the heels of the bizarre controversy in Russia concerning the Ronald McDonald Pennywise complaint.
What?
Which I didn't know that was a thing. Burger King Deutschland took it upon themselves to tease their rival McDonald's by giving an impromptu message at the end of the film that reads, "The moral is never trust a clown," which accompanied by the Burger King logo. It became the longest Burger King ad ever made. And it's a slight, a really light slight.
Yeah.
But
yeah, really small slight.
As much as I don't want to condone interest in corporation banter.
Yeah.
Don't fall for it.
Oh, God, yeah, it's fucking hammy as shit.
It's cringe.
Yeah, it is. At the start, fine, but... Yeah, I get it. Wendy's is fun. I get it.
They have the funnier Twitter account.
Yeah, oh my God, Aldi's so good.
So
they just want you to go and spend pounds in their fucking shop.
Literally.
Right. Anyway, off of that.
Pulse.
So our our second film is 2001's Pulse. This is the original Japanese version, which actually has another name, which I've forgotten to write down, but it starts with a K, and I can't remember it.
It's
not going to fucking happen.
Cairo.
Cairo, sure. Not the Egyptian one.
No.
With a K. So this is 2001's Cairo / Pulse. Japanese, got quite a big cult following now, which I don't massively understand.
No, and a remake, which is quite, it's not hated, I believe.
Okay. I mean, I haven't watched that one. It's Kristen Bell, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to watch it.
No.
And I probably have the time. I'm just not going to. So, 2001, best part about films, I think, from the early 2000s is they look so fucking dated now.
Yeah, more than 80s.
That's exactly what I wrote down. Somehow, more than 80s films, they look more dated.
And they get upgraded just as much. They get all are upgraded to at least like 1080p.
Yeah.
Like Blu-ray standard. And yeah, they early 2000s so comes off somehow worse than 1999.
I think it's the...
digital cameras.
Digital cameras, yeah. And also the internet got bigger around the late 90s, early 2000s. Like it was around before that,
yeah.
But it got like bigger and everybody was on it. And I think just the constant internet references.
Yeah.
And lots of websites being shown. But well, it was so early on that it just looked shit.
As soon as it picked up internet, like the internet craze, technology obviously started moving a lot quicker with it. Like when you mention a floppy disk.
Yeah.
Or... You know, putting something on a memory card even
it's like, just like, yeah, CD-ROMs, yeah. Fucking memory sticks, anything like
USB
that.
Stick, fuck off, put it on Google Drive.
Yeah.
And I'll get it.
Shit's on the cloud.
Yeah.
Or even those, you remember those MP3 players that were like a USB stick and it held like
260 MB.
Yeah, like it held like...
An album.
Yeah.
Or
like,
two.
Like, yeah, 25, 30 songs tops. A handful of
songs, yeah.
And... There was no list. You just had to like scroll shuffle, through,
really, yeah,
or shuffle or shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stupid shit like that makes this era just look so dated. The way I can't remember the name of the guy. The way he came into the frame though, behind the plastic sheet, creepy as fuck.
Yeah. This film is just oddly made. I've thought it was such long shots at the back of rooms, just like. Kind of rotating the camera as if it was a fucking fan.
Yeah.
Just following people about. It didn't really move with them sometimes. There are a couple of ghost scenes where it does go handheld and quite within the action.
Yeah.
But like this opening shot, well, not opening shot, there was like an opening scene. Like
yeah.
2 minutes of maybe longer.
She goes into his flat looking for him because he's gone sort of missing.
It's before she goes and sees him, I think.
Right.
It's just in their office or in their plant shop.
Yeah, yeah, in the plant shop, yeah.
And it was like I had just stumbled into the middle of a movie because it was it expected knowledge off of me because the way the music was going, it was like, is something tense happening already? I don't know what this is yet.
Yeah. What is this film so far? Such a
weird atmosphere to open with.
Yeah, and then... He comes into frame behind the plastic sheet while she's sort of looking at it. That was quite
nasty, yeah.
Quite rank.
Yeah.
And
then just slinks off.
And I like that he was being casual.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, slinks off.
While he's talking to her, makes a noose and hangs himself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's madness.
Mental.
Also, who has a plastic sheet up in their flat?
Yeah, it's not... It looks kind of like a meat locker.
Yeah.
Doesn't look sanitary.
No, it looks horrible. Do you live in a butcher's? What's up with you? Putting up fucking plastic for?
All up.
Yeah, and then yeah, while she's talking to him from another room, he's making a noose and hanging himself.
Yeah,
really horrible. Nasty.
And like it then kind of goes on. She goes back with her friends and colleagues, and one of them says something like, "I think I've got it written." time to put his death behind us. And I was like, it's been 2 minutes.
Yeah, I said, why is the dude in the cafe so flippant about his friend's suicide? Because he was his friend as well. Yeah. And he's just like, right, move on now.
Yeah,
it's like, it was yesterday.
The man is dead. Can we get on with our lives, please?
Yeah.
Nobody.
No, it's been an hour. It's been
processed.
Like, it's been a day tops. You need to fucking chill. Like, so I'm bored of this conversation now. All right, mate.
It was quite harsh.
Because you got another one afterwards where I think her boss at the plant shop goes, why are you so gloomy? Take a guess, love. You know that mate that I just watched kill himself? It's still that. It's been a day.
There is a black smudge where he used to be. I mean, I'm not accepting this very easily.
Also, right, the guy who killed himself, Taguchi,
yeah,
he was dead not very long, and he looked like he was made of leather. He looked fucking mummified of a sudden.
Something happens with him, doesn't it?
Cause
because a lot of the where people are dying in this, there is just this black mould behind them.
Yeah.
Which at one point turns into a load of, I don't know, glitter and just flies off the wall at the end.
Yes, that was a bit shit.
Strange,
that
yeah.
So
the best idea in the film for me was during these moments when they're about to be killed is like the... It just mutes. The sound just mutes.
Yeah, yeah, that was good, yeah.
And it just puts you like... I imagine sort of like that room that you see on like meme pages where they talk about... It's like the quietest room and you can hear your own fucking blood running through you or something. It turns you insane after a few minutes. Not quite that, but when it does that, you do feel just jarred.
Yeah.
Sense.
I think it's because it's... Senses. Yeah, sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
I
was going to say sensually, but that's not the right word.
Sensual deprivation. I haven't had any sensuality. Someone touch me. Yeah. Someone please just touch my dick.
look at it.
Breathe on it.
It behaves differently when it's observed.
When they have you got a quantum dick?
The TV show there.
When they're investigating, though, and they look at the picture. So they look at the picture and you've got Taguchi it's standing
from behind
there.
Him, isn't it?
Yeah, he's standing there looking away.
Yeah.
Yeah, from behind him.
And there's a face.
And and in one of the screens, it's the same picture.
Yes, yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But then they go...
Up above.
Yeah, up above. They're like, oh, there's a... that's a face. It's a reflection. How can you fucking tell that?
No.
Because... It looked nothing like a face from that far out. And when they zoomed in, sure.
Yeah.
They zoomed in and enhanced, which seems to be a thing you can do in 2001. Before it looked like glare. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have guessed glare. That that was a face. And yet, I love the fact that in early 2000 stuff, they take a picture that has got a certain amount of pixels, and they always manage to enhance it so that it becomes much clearer.
Why
when
wasn't
they zoom
it this
in.
Clear anyway? Yeah. You can't just do that.
But they zoom enhance. In. Yeah, they zoom in and it's got all pixelated and then they sort of drag across it and then it becomes more pixels.
They do it like, a bit.
How does that manage to work?
They kind of do it in Blade Runner, but it makes more sense because it's a sci-fi and in the future. But it's like it goes like enhance, zoom, and then it goes like rotate 360 and it just like rotates within the picture.
Yeah.
This is a video. This is an estate agent's map of a house. You can just scroll through.
Yeah, what fucking camera were they using? Yeah. I could just see everywhere. Yeah. Scroll through. Go to my house. then you've got the website comes up. Would you like to meet a ghost? Obviously, yes.
Yes, why would I say no to that?
That sounds great.
Many questions.
Yeah, so many questions about the afterlife. Obviously, I would like to meet a ghost.
Question one, how?
How has any of this worked? Which religion is right?
It does get to a point where it explains why there are ghosts. It's sort of like an overfill. Or
kind
something.
Of. Yeah. I've got a bit on that later because that dude... It makes no sense that he knows all that and he's so casual
about
it.
Well, yeah, there is a bit of that when after all this happens and, you know, there's always an expectation of whatever has killed her friend is now on her. And, like, her TV kind of starts fucking around or something, and she just reacts like it's like she's about to die. And I was like, how are you relating these two things yet?
Yeah,
it's so early. You have no information.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You've managed to work out. Oh well, that means I'm next.
Yeah,
based
yeah,
on exactly. nothing at all.
Yeah,
in the same way that that guy had an incredibly deep explanation for everything that was going on.
Yeah,
but with no reason to have that.
The reason there are ghosts is because where they usually go is overfilled, so they're spilling out.
Yeah.
Where did you get that, man?
Yeah. How have you worked this out?
What Alex Jones shit have you been reading?
Yeah.
Also, frogs are gay.
Yeah, this does sound like fucking water's making the frogs gay or something. And also, I think this is just internet Ringu.
Yeah. Yeah, because it does attach.
Yeah.
Sort of itself that follows. Not quite a chain.
And then somebody goes around to Taguchi's flat.
Which is
in the corner.
Italian for your taint. A Taguchi.
Right, yeah. Fucking hell. fuck me. He was in the corner, mildly grim.
Yeah.
I don't know why it leaves such a big mark on the wall.
No, well, yeah, that seems to just be some sort of stain you leave behind when you're killed by this floppy disk, whatever the fuck is going on in this movie.
Whatever the fuck MySpace bullshit this is. This
some weird dodgy virus file.
Yeah, some fucking ghost Bebo. ghost fucking MSN Messenger
ghost
shit.
Ghost Bebo.
The floating woman.
Yep.
She can do one.
Is this when it's like down, not quite a hallway. It's almost in like a warehouse space.
Yeah, yeah.
Her stumbling towards him in slow motion.
Yeah, and then he goes and hides behind the sofa.
And then she just peers over it.
And then her hands come over, and then her face comes over.
For me, it was that stumbling as if like she's not quite altogether there.
Yeah.
That was a bit nasty.
Then her face slowly coming over. Fuck that shit.
It was tough. He reacted to it better than I would have.
Yeah.
I think I would have just disintegrated.
Yeah, I think I would have...
Into piss.
Yeah. I would have pissed myself to the point where even though she's a single-minded ghost, she would have stopped and gone,
Jesus
fucking Christ.
I've never seen so much piss in my life.
It's like somebody poured a bucket on you.
No, I feel sorry for you. I'm going to go.
I'm going to leave.
I pity you.
I pity all of the amount of piss that's just come out of you. And you stink.
Sort yourself out because I will be haunting you again.
Yeah. But just later.
Later. Just like, don't drink for a while.
Yeah. No fucking Lucozade for you, you dirty fuck. Ryosuke, who is the kind of mainish guy. Throughout Ryosuke, his computer's rank. The guy with the bag on his head slowly moving towards the screen and then taking the bag off slowly. Fuck that.
Odd ideas,
He turns it off.
I think you mean about
Ringu
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, just with these odd avant garde kind of
images. Yeah, fucking internet version Dali. Of fucking.
Oh, right.
Unshi and Andaloo.
Yeah.
It's a fucking niche reference, that thing.
It is, but it keeps coming up.
Yeah, we keep using it.
Goddamn Japan.
Fucking Japan, you're so weird. he makes the right choice because he sees the dude trying to pull the, basically like a bin bag off of his head and turns off the screen, yanks the power out of the computer, yanks the power out of the wall... And the Ethernet cable out and everything. He's just like, fuck that. That is the correct response.
Yeah.
Well connection. Done, Ryosuke. Yeah. That is the right way to...
Wi-Fi isn't available yet. You can just unplug things and it will work.
Unplug everything. At the point where he starts taking off the bin bag, you go, you're right, I don't want to see whatever's behind that.
Fuck
no. I am pulling everything out of this computer I don't want to see. That's the correct response.
Is that when he then goes to sleep and...
Yeah.
It's on again. When he wakes up.
I think so.
Website.
Yeah. I do like the fact that this film has a lot of creepy parts in the background that they just sneak in there.
Yeah.
Because you've got the woman climbing up the ladder on in the sort of water tower and then just jumps off.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just kills herself.
Shot was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That looked so real.
Yeah.
The way it, because it just literally follows her down to the floor. And at no point did I go, that looked a bit hammy or it looked a bit bad effect.
It looked like one shot.
It looked like one perfect shot of that actually happening. I have no idea how they did that so seamlessly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, really well done.
Yeah, and it was horrible. Mm. It's visceral.
Yeah, just really slapped on that tarmac.
Yeah, it was like Midsummer, but 20 years prior. Well fucking done. Some of them are analysing a screen and there's sort of these lights moving around the screen. They're like, you're right, they're like ghosts. Nah.
No, it's like, not my first thought. It's like Pong.
Yeah, it's more like a screensaver. They're like lights on a screen. That's what they're like. They're not... My first thought when seeing that wasn't, well, they're ghosts.
Is it actually ghosts then? Those dots are ghosts?
I think so.
Shit.
They've decided that.
I'm going to try this film again at some point because I did struggle to follow it.
Yeah, because then you've got... he starts to do the... just before Japanese Fonzie starts with his long-ass explanation. You've got him going, well, everyone dies. Therefore, there's no logical reason why ghosts shouldn't exist. Is that logic? It feels like it's nonsense.
I kind of hate it when people do that.
Yeah, like,
must exist.
They must exist because people die. Like, that doesn't...
No.
That's like going...
You're missing a bit.
Yeah, that's like going, well, everyone likes ham because people die.
Because pigs die.
Those two aren't related. Like, oh, there must be ghosts because people die. No. That's like...
Cows obviously want to die because they're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why they're always committing suicide outside of McDonald's. No, that's not a thing that happened. And also, those two things aren't related.
No, it's awful.
they must be ghosts because people die. Well, no, because you could also have the alternative where people die and there's no ghosts.
Yeah, that's also an option.
Yeah, it's also an option and is in fact more logical.
People must die because there's ghosts.
That would be logical.
If not there necessarily. Not if there were ghosts connected, about
all the time.
Not if you had connected that ghosts exist because people die.
Yeah.
If there are just ghosts and you go, well, people die because, well, there are ghosts because I've forgotten what I was talking about now.
I think
I've lost it.
What you said was people must die because there are ghosts. That makes sense.
It does make sort of sense.
Because if there were ghosts about and you saw them all the time, you were like, well, I guess people must die because there's ghosts about.
If you were continually seeing ghosts, if it was someone that you knew had died, then it makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If I saw your ghost round and about and I'm like, I know he's alive.
He's there.
Yeah, if I saw your ghost out later and I knew full well you were alive, I'd go, well, this makes no sense.
We may have to cut that. Imagine seeing your own ghost.
Oh, that'd be weird.
There's a thing there. There's something there.
Yeah. Hollywood, don't steal that shit.
We're not putting this out.
then you've got the kid in the background in the library. Creepy as fuck. Do you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Japanese kids in Japanese horror films, creepy as fuck. All kids in all horror films, I think, are creepy. Japanese kids, somehow, more creepy.
Although
that kid looked, because he was quite pale and had a similar haircut to the kid from The Grudge. So yeah, maybe,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so maybe it's just that.
Yeah.
Maybe they just put the same kid in all horror films.
They make up their kids to be more creepy than other countries do in movies. That's true, yeah.
And they all look like that one kid. No, I mean,
I know.
They've all got the same hair.
I made it racist. Please cut that.
And then he goes to come, Ryosuke tries to catch him up. Fuck no, would I catch him up?
I'm leaving him wherever he's going. Yeah. Have fun, mate.
And Japanese Fonzie tries to get him to do it. He's like, oh, we better go follow him. No.
For what reason?
I think I should just die now, thanks.
Think of the overflow.
Yeah, the overflow of that theory I came up with and is now fact.
I am off my nut on Molly, by the way. Don't listen to a word I'm saying.
I wish he had said that. He's just like, he comes up with all this shit and goes, by the way, by the way, you wouldn't believe the amount of MDMA I've had.
Yeah, I can see your jaw swinging like a pendulum.
Yeah, your teeth don't exist anymore, man. You've ground them.
Little nubs. Spitting dental powder. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. But if you do,
do weed.
Do drugs. I don't care what you do. Do fucking do drugs. I don't care.
You're not my responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. You can't blame me.
I ain't going to jail for you.
I ain't going to jail just because you did some fucking legally, MDMA. What do you want from me? Can't do that. Yeah, I'm not suggesting it. Fuck off.
This kid in Maryland died. You're going away. Like, yeah. Fuck, what?
See, I feel like shit like that does happen, so...
Yeah, true.
I mean, they blame Marilyn Manson after Columbine. I mean, what if
they twinned everyone like they do, like, villages in Europe?
Oh, yeah.
They just started twinning you with someone in fucking Venezuela. Yeah. And when they die, it's your fault.
Okay. What?
I'm not sponsoring them.
Yeah, if you're going to get me to sponsor someone, can't you twin me with, like, somebody from Geneva or, like, yeah, Zurich or something, where they're definitely richer than me.
It will pay dividends.
Yeah.
It will pay dividends.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're now twinned with some kid in Beverly Hills. I'll be like, bitching.
Bitching. Send me shit.
Yeah. Now, you're the rich one, and yeah, I am not, so send me shit.
I'm going to send you some shitty British stuff.
Yeah, I'll send you some. I'll send you a couple of fucking whisper bars or some shit.
Send me some Gucci.
Send me some Gucci, I'll sell it.
Anyway, post.
I'm watching fucking Gucci. So yeah, the Japanese kid. Japanese Fonzie's way too cool about the kid ghost and then does his explanation of everything that's going on. The help me bit.
Yeah.
Whispering help me. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's still creepy. It would have been
worse creepy
in English.
Made my fucking spine go cold.
Whatever your native language is, I think it's creepier in.
Yeah.
Reading, he's saying help me in Japanese. Yeah. It does dilute it a little bit. But
yeah, but it was still pretty rank.
It still works. Anyone pleading for help.
Yeah, and then the...
anyone helpless. Is
The vulnerability is horrible. Bitch in the corner. She made me shit myself.
Oh no, made me shit myself.
Oh my god! And then the dude in the back of the pharmacy.
I don't remember that bit.
Fuck me. He made me shit myself. At this point, I was like, "This is tune after tune."
Yeah. Well. Yeah. The whole and the slight twist of they can embrace these ghosts.
Yeah, that was mad.
Like that's bizarre.
Also. At one point, somebody whispered hello. A ghost whispered hello.
What, in English?
No.
Oh. What's hello in Japanese? Oh, domo. Yeah.
They whispered it, and I don't know if it was what I was watching on, but it was right in your ear.
Ooh. Oh, did you have headphones?
No. It was on my TV, and it sounded like it was directly into my ear.
Okay, I now need to watch this movie to make sure that's in it, for your sake.
Shit. If not, fucking
fuck.
Shit, I might be next. Neil shouldn't have taken that floppy disk. I would not have anything to put that in.
No. Where's that IBM 95?
That's a good point, actually. Floppy disks and shit like that and CD-ROMs. Like, now... I'm sure there's loads of information that's stored on those that may not be stored anywhere else.
Yeah.
But does anyone have a way to get that shit off? Because...
Obviously,
I ain't got a fucking CD drive anymore.
It's... No, I don't. Not on a laptop. I mean, old USB is phased out slowly to USB-C.
Yeah.
Because that's quite universal. But just thinking about how long USB lasted...
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was quite fundamental for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway. Horror movies, sorry, this is not what this podcast is supposed to be.
No, it's just going off on long tangents.
I didn't love this film. I don't think I got involved in it. It had really good scares, had very creepy moments.
Yeah.
Great ideas. But as a whole narrative,
really
lost me towards the end.
I was confused as fuck by the film.
I even read the plot on Wikipedia and did
have some like banging scares.
Absolutely.
So they're whispering hello, and then the girl realizing Junko was a ghost.
Yes.
She took way too long to realize that.
Yeah, I figured it out before her.
Yeah, I think everyone figured it out before her. She's a fucking idiot in this whole film. She's a moron. What was up with the dancing ghost in the arcade?
I have no idea, but it
looked like fucking Drake.
It was in the foreground, wasn't it? In silhouette, and that was pretty composition of an image wise is decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why is it dancing?
Why though? Yeah.
Why was it looking like fucking Hotline Bling?
I mean, that's what most of this film is why, but it worked.
Yeah. The suicide on camera was pretty rough.
That was rough.
But the camera being behind her afterwards also rank.
As an idea.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, really, really awful. And then you got the white-faced whispery ghost.
Don't remember that.
Oh, my God. That one's going to live with me for a while.
When I say I don't like it, I don't think I've properly watched it.
So it's a sort of whispery ghost which kept getting closer and closer. That can fuck off. That one's going to sit with me for a while. It was a bit like the face of Pazuzu from Exorcist. Pazuzu, Pazuzu from Exorcist. It was a bit like that.
Gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, overall, confusing film.
Very confused. Like I say, even read the plot on Wikipedia afterwards. And
yeah, I still don't fully still understand Still didn't
understand
it.
What happened, really.
So, categories. Onto our categories now. Best performance.
Ryosuke, which is the guy who went to sleep and the program was on when he woke up, that guy. The main-ish guy?
Yeah, I think he's the main guy. I think he's the main guy.
He was... Maybe the
main
the
male boy. Character. Because there's obviously a main female character as well.
So I think maybe, is always the case, it's best performance, probably because he got so much to do compared to the others. But...
Yeah, because at times I found him a little bit hammy, but nobody else stood out.
No, not for me. He was the only one that I really remembered.
Shit my pants moment?
Very few. Well, the stumbling woman coming towards him.
Yeah.
In a weird slow motion.
Which is weird, because that's quite a slow one to make me shit my pants.
Yeah.
Normally I look for a jump scare in that. And there wasn't as many jump scares in this.
No, it wasn't.
There was quite a lot of really creepy moments and Japan horrible moments.
They don't really do that. They don't really go for jump.
No, they go for dread. Existential dread.
Dread and it's usually an image of a face just suddenly as it slowly zooms in on it. Like, something like that. That feels more Japanese.
Like rankness.
They don't really go for the jump. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I think probably that for me, or the woman jumping off the water tower. Shit my pants in a different way.
One of the most impressively real shots I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, just shocked that they could do that in 2001.
Yeah. Creepiest shot?
Near the beginning when she comes to her mate's place, behind that sheet, just him coming out from the side into the light and then just kind of just standing there.
Yeah.
It was, not nice. What about you?
Help me, and then the ghost in the corner.
Yeah.
That whole scene was horrendous. Yeah. See, that's not one single shot, though, but it was just as a sequence.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Yeah, that's fair. I think an image of something in the corner, anyway, is quite nasty.
Yeah.
For a shot.
So, score from 1 to pulsating anus.
It's going to be harsh, and I'm not going to stick to it. Because I think if I give it another rewatch, it'll probably change. but probably like a 4.
I've gone a 7.
Fair enough.
As a scare fest.
You found that as scary as it?
I found it pretty scary.
Okay.
As a film, not so great.
Yeah, it was a bit lost on me.
Yeah, really confused by the entire plot and also by all of it.
by everything that they did.
So fucking confusing, and I didn't understand it. As a film, I didn't understand it, and also I didn't think it was all that great.
No. Very long, open scenes where it was just leaving the camera there and letting the actors do their thing. That can be good, but it does make me switch off a little bit when you do it.
Sure.
Every 2 fucking scenes.
I got a few times. Mm. Quite a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. Did it make me jump and scared as much as it?
I don't remember. I remember being creeped out a couple of times. I never shit my pants. But that, again, that is a J.
Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe more of a 6 than a 7. But just because I don't think it was consistently as scary as it.
No.
Not
necessarily could have been. I don't think the idea of it can be that scary. It probably can.
Fine.
It's not that limiting. You can do a lot with it, I guess.
Yeah. Probably not at the time, though.
Wasn't my bezzy, mate.
As a film, I'm not going to go out and recommend it.
No. It won't be like when I tell people about Taylor's Two Sisters.
Yeah, or Audition.
I don't think I've recommended that to people.
I think I recommended it as a mental film that you might want to watch if you don't like yourself much.
That's fair.
So next week, are 2 films. Our big budget is one of the scariest, more recent films that I've seen in a long time, which is the very recent
Invisible Man.
Yeah, Invisible Man.
I just watched a. It's written by the guy that works with James Wan all the time. Lee Whannell. He wrote Saw. He wrote Insidious. He wrote maybe The Conjuring. I don't know if he was involved in those. And he wrote and directed this.
Right.
And there are moments in this. I'm getting too into it. There are moments in that film which genuinely fuck me. So, like, just the way the camera sits on open spaces, like, you know he's there.
It's horrible.
And also the change in the idea of, it's not just there's a reason this man wants to be invisible.
Yeah, and he's a piece of shit. So, yeah,
anyway,
that's our big budget for next week is Invisible Man, the more recent version with Elizabeth Moss, who doesn't get called out nearly enough for being a Scientologist.
No, fuck you, Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah.
You are fucking outrageous in this.
Yeah, you're an incredible actor who is also a dickhead. Yeah. And then for our lesser-known / foreign language is another Japanese film.
Hello.
Confessions.
Heard of it.
I know nothing about this, which is great. I much prefer it that way.
And I'm not going to look at
anything.
So
watch ahead with us so that we all know what we're talking about. Next week is The Invisible Man and then Confessions. Japanese Confessions.
Bye.
See ya.